Random House Audio presents Desert Queen, The Extraordinary Life of Gertrude Bell, Adventurer, Advisor to Kings, Ally of Lawrence of Arabia, by Janet Wallach. Read for you by Jean Gilpin. Prologue. She was always surrounded by men, rich men, powerful men, diplomats, sheikhs, lovers, and mentors. To picture her, you had only to envision a red-haired Victorian woman with ramrod posture, piercing green eyes, a long pointed nose, and a fragile figure fashionably dressed. And whether in London, Cairo, Baghdad, or the desert, always at the center of a circle of men. So it was only natural that on the drizzly evening of April 4th, 1927, less than a year after her death, those who gathered at London's Royal Geographical Society to pay her tribute were mostly men. Resplendent in white tie and tails, beribboned medals flanking their chests, they marched through the halls, recounting their explorations and hers. Gertrude Bell. Gertrude Bell. The name flew round the room. She had been, they seemed to agree, the most powerful woman in the British Empire in the years after World War I. Hushed voices called her the uncrowned Queen of Iraq. They whispered that she was the brains behind Lawrence of Arabia, and a few knowingly ventured that she had...